Bjorn Baker's joining us now on Racing HQ. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, guys.
Just before Duff takes you through today, how's Samadout a week after its latest win?
Yeah, he's in great order. He's come through well, and he's eating brilliantly at the moment, as are all the trainers in the trainers' hut today. They had a couple of dozen pies, I think, being polished off well and truly. They're up there listening now. I'm trying to impart a bit of knowledge on them.
pies? What? I thought they'd be prawns.
No. Well, we're still waiting for Greg Hickman to shout. He hasn't fronted up yet. So, just a normal pie.
No, I want to correct you on that. He did it last Friday week when there was no one there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I wasn't there. Thankfully, only one or two people sort of had food poisoning. So most of us have been there since.
You must be happy the way this stable of yours is going at the moment. They're all running well.
Yeah, it's been a great start to the season, the best start I've had, and it's a lot of fun. It's easy to get out of bed when you're going well, and it's a up-and-down game, as you know. You've got to take the good with the bad, but at the moment, things seem to be sort of going along smoothly.
The good stables are all about new stock coming through. How's the babies ticking along?
Yeah, we had the two-year-old jump out to Warwick Farm yesterday, sort of up the straight, and had one or two nice fillies, and hopefully they can get to the trials. And I've got some nice horses. We'll just see sort of how they develop in the coming months. No rush. If they want to do it, we'll let them do it.
Well, this horse, Shock Alert's ready to win. It was a good fighting effort the other day.
Yeah, he went really well. I thought it was sort of on the wet track as well, so it probably had some extra merit. But he's in great order. He just looks magnificent at the moment. He's so bright. He's so well. His work's been very good for him. I think it's fair to say he's no star, but I think he's in career-best form.
Mm. And he's got a beautiful racing style. This doesn't look a fast race. He's adaptable where he could, if he had to take up the running, he could.
Yeah, that's right. So whether he sort of leads or sits off them, we'll just leave it to Nash.
Okay, yeah. Race 3, a couple of good chances. Is there a Kanji back to a dry track?
Yeah, I think that's the key with him. He's got ability and he works like a really good horse. So I think he's just got to switch off early. And if he does that, he should be strong late. But he can do one or two things wrong. So still sort of finding my way with him. But he has got ability.
You say switch off early. It's pretty hard. Well, it's easy to switch off from one with a bit of cover. But you want to ride him quiet or are you going
to... I think we try and get cover. There just doesn't seem to be a whole heap of speed in the race, which complicates things a little bit. But if he can just get some cover, I think that'll be a good start.
Okay. What about the other gelding, Oneness? He was all right the other day. He could go forward as well.
Yeah, he's probably just going to end up there with not too much pressure. So he's going well. He's been consistent. He's an each-way chance.
Okay. Edison, he looks a nice horse. He's got something about him.
Yeah, he's got a lot of quality. He's a really good-looking colt, and I think... he's unlucky the other day. He should have probably been a lot closer, but his work's been good since. Up to 1,500 seats spurred up. Probably looked to be positive, but I think the best is yet to come from him.
Mm. Redouble, could he do a summer doubt?
Well, who knows? I tell you, he's in good order. I think he's a little bit underrated. We've got the blinkers on first up. I think he's still got a bit of residual fitness from his winter preparation. I think he'll end up in a really good spot. First up last time, he was a close third to trekking in the hallmark, and if he sort of can put a performance like that down, he's not out of it.
No, and she's just a ripper mare, Champagne Cuddles.
Yeah, she's back, and she's going really well. Her track work's been excellent. Couldn't be happier with her. So from gate two, she'll be able to get a nice run, and I think she's going as well as ever.
I know I've heard you before talking about Champagne Cuddles, and you think she's better ridden, a little bit quieter, but and then you've said in the past, well, from barriers, you can't give them away.
Exactly. I do think she's probably better quieter, but sort of from gate two today, I think, and we'll have a good look at how the track's playing. I think it's hard to give it away.
Yeah, for sure. Looks a good, chances all day, I'd say.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Hopefully one of them get up, and it's always hard racing. So we'll hope everyone has a good day.
Good on you.
Thanks, Bjorn. Thanks, mate.